after this stupid nonsense started. You know, there was a, I want to say a Michigan state congressman candidate who did a great video. And that's what he said. Are you going to outlaw fingers too? Because fingers are a rapid fire mechanism, as the redneck in the video we played proved. I'm not trying to make fun. I'm just trying to illustrate a point. It's absurd what we're seeing in the mainstream press and what Congress is doing. It should be an outrage to anyone who's paying attention. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick again and grab Joe in New Jersey. Joe, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
There seems to be a little bit of a disconnect between whether or not, you know, any of these kids are on psychomedic drugs, right? So they say it's the drugs, it's not the guns. But then there may be no evidence. Is there any evidence that this kid actually fired a gun? Did they
exactly,
you know, take his? So, you know, it's like,
right?
I don't think they. I think the kids are on drugs, and they don't know what's going on. They're just all drugged out, and I think they're operations. I think that I should believe what. When they took everything down off of YouTube of teachers saying that they saw, you know, people in army fatigues firing guns, I believe that. You know?
Right.
So
we
and now you got your patch.
We don't have video footage of a shooter inside Building 12, but we do have footage of folks dressed in black fatigues coming out of the building carrying a heavy duffel bag, throwing it into what appears to be a white unmarked pickup. We have that. We have the teacher, Stacy LaPelle, interviewed by ABC News, saying, I'm paraphrasing, she says, I looked out in the hallway. I looked down the hall. I saw the shooter shooting down the hallway, and I thought, what are the police doing here? Because he was covered in from head to toe in body armor. You know, body armor. And she said, helmet and face mask. Which kind of sounds like an operation, doesn't it? Yeah, exactly.
Camouflage, yeah.
So who were the guys running out with a bag? And
you know, I mean, I'm not going to be the first one to say this, but let's face it. They don't care about starting wars. They don't care how many young GIs died in World War II. This, that, and the other thing. They'll run an operation, kill 17 kids. You think they really care? And then you try to bring it up to anybody to point out the discrepancies. And then they look, oh, you think it's fake news? Oh, you think it's this is not real, nobody died? I'm like, I'm just trying to point out that things don't
Here's
make
what,
sense. Why would Google anybody, take all this stuff now?
For anybody who wouldn't listen to Joe or doesn't, you know, thinks, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? What are you trying to say, Joe? Here are the facts of history. First of all, we just played the video, Trevor Aronson, his TED Talk from 2015, saying the FBI. The TED Talk is literally titled How This FBI Strategy is Actually Creating U.S.-Based Terrorists. He opens his TED Talk by saying the FBI is responsible for more terrorist attacks in the United States than all other organizations combined. That's a fact. We go back to the 60s. We know that the Joint Chiefs, the CIA, and other, you know, fourth branch malfeasance or more miscreants were plotting false flag attacks on Americans to blame the Cubans as a pretext to invade. That is a fact of history. Go look up the Northwoods documents. Look up Gladio. Look at how that turned around. Folks, go look up the firearms that were recently traced back from the 2015 Paris attacks, traced back to the Iran-Contra gun trafficking, all the way back to the Sucre family and their what's it called? You know, whatchamacallit? CIA. I can't think of it. Century International Arms and the Sucre family. And it just so happens that Emily and Alicia Sucre attend Marjorie Stonemason Douglas High School. Imagine that. You know, the coincidences add up. So here's what I'm saying. In simple terms, let's just do 1 and 1 and 1 in this case, not 2 and 2 or get all fancy with the math. But 1 is Operation Northwoods. The Joint Chiefs, CIA, and other agencies plotting false flag attacks on Americans, bombing malls, shooting down commercial airliners, things like that, to blame it on. And you know what? During the segment, maybe we should play Patrick Claussen's soundbite. That's an awesome soundbite. And him talking about how basically every entry into war that we've had in America, period, end of story, has been false flag. And that's just a fact that guys like him, foreign policy experts, all know and agree. Every time we're false flagged into war. Every time. But I'm going to set that one aside for now. That's not, we're not even going to do that. Maybe we'll play that clip in a little bit. But 1 and 1 and 1, just 3 1s. So 1, Operation Northwoods. Look it up, folks. The highest levels of military brass in the CIA were plotting to attack you, to blame Cuba so they could invade. Maybe we should listen to Wes Clark's foreign policy coup speech. You can look up on YouTube. That's another one that we'll leave out for now. 7 countries in 5 years. What? A foreign policy coup, he said. Anyway, so 1, Operation Northwoods. 2, Trevor Aronson's speech that we just played, 4 or 5 minutes long. Trevor Aronson says the FBI is responsible for more terrorist plots in the United States than all other organizations combined. They have means. They have motive. They have opportunity. The Sammy Osmakoshes, the James Cromedies, the Muhammad Muhammads, the Nicholas Cruises. They don't have means, motive, and opportunity. But the FBI, the BATF, and all of their buddies do. All their buddies that have now been outsourced, as Tim Sherrock and R.J. Hillhouse wrote about 10 years ago. The intelligence community is largely outsourced. You have guys like Enrique Rick Prado and Kofor Black. Remember the gloves come off guy, Kofor Black? Remember when Enrique Rick Prado and Kofor Black left the CIA to create their little, you know, network of proxies in 2004? Never mind that. So you have Northwoods. You have Trevor Aronson saying the FBI is responsible for more terrorism plots in the United States than all other organizations combined. That's 2. 1 and 1. That's 2. The last one we'll say is Parkland. Nothing adds up unless you take those first 2 1s and you draw a straight line to Parkland. Then all of a sudden everything makes perfect sense. What do you think, Joe? Oh, well, I'm sorry we lost Joe, but seriously, I'm trying to, hopefully that helps. Joe, I hope that you can give folks that, you know, few minutes. I mean, those are the facts of history. Like I said, you know, the Patrick Claussen video, we should play that. I want to do that. You know, the Business Insider article is titled, Lobbyist Says Israel Should Create a False Flag to Start a War with Iran. So we'll play that clip. And the YouTube clip is How to Build U.S.-Israeli Coordination on Preventing an Iranian Nuclear Breakout. In other words, you know, and he says it. Well, you know, if we can't provoke them, then we should just, you know, false flag their rear end, because that's what we always do. You know, this is the traditional way to get to war, he says. So there's that. Maybe we should play the Wes Clark clip. America's foreign policy coup. General Wesley Clark, America's foreign policy coup. That's the YouTube clip from his Commonwealth Club talk back in October of 2007. Everyone talks about the Democracy Now! Video or the interview that was 7 months earlier in March, I think, of 2007. That's not the one you want to look at. Go look up the 7 or 8 minute clip, General Wesley Clark, America's Foreign Policy Coup, on YouTube. And that's the segment from his Fora TV talk at the Commonwealth Club, talking about his book in October of 2007. 7 countries in 5 years, and he elaborates more in that one than he did in the Democracy Now! Interview. Let's go back to the phones and grab Chuck in Texas. Chuck, Thanks for calling back and welcome.
Hey, great to hear you on air, man. I love your show. What did your comment
Thanks,
on the coordination? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Loud and clear.
Okay. On the coordination of this thing, we're watching the schools pour the kids out to do their little bit of protest. You had a teacher who brings up that, hey, if you wanted to do a protest that wasn't, you know, school sanctioned, you know, you'd be in trouble. Is there a double standard? And they put her on administrative leave. The coordination runs very, very deep across all spectrums, right down to the indoctrination of our children.
You mean like kind of like full spectrum dominance kind of thing, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of like that.
I just wanted to throw that out there and give you something to kick around a little bit. Great show, man.
Thank you.
You are very well spoken, and I appreciate your show. I'm going to let you get back to it.
Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate your call. And appreciate the something to look into there. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Peter in L.A. Peter, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. I too, am very impressed with this show and how knowledgeable you are with this stuff. It's great to hear somebody who knows what they're talking about on this.
I'm sick and tired, like you and everybody else. I'm sick and tired of being gaslighted as we, you know, I mean, it will drive you crazy. You know, the facts, and the facts are, like I just said, you know, you got Northwoods. Let's just keep it simple. You got Northwoods, Trevor Aronson's TED Talk, and Parkland. That's a straight line, and it all makes sense. But, you know, the mainstream press will gaslight you to death. That's
Gladio,
not real.
Which, by the way,
exactly.
You alluded to Gladio. There were hearings in the European Parliament about that. But,
yep.
But just to throw a couple lines that not only the state of where we are and how off the reservation the intelligence community, FBI, very much among them, but think now Pompeo, who moved from CIA now, is now the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Right? We've got the torture woman who's now the remember this is the same
Gina Haspel
who
who,
and then before that you had Brennan who was the guy who bugged the oversight committee, remember, on the torture when they had the torture, he bugged his own oversight committee.
Yep.
then we got Mueller and Comey and what they were doing, involving themselves in the election and falsifying FISA stuff. And then that McAndrew, whatever his name was, guy that is just off. Then
McCabe?
The
Andrew
other guy,
McCabe, you mean?
McCabe. Then Strzok, the head of counterintelligence, who's involved in this. And,
right.
And then we have Clapper, who just was divulged that Clapper was one of the guys, the director of all of these agencies, that leaked one of these documents and was maybe orchestrating it all. And
most or all of those other guys you mentioned, he perjured himself before Congress, too, anyway.
Well, every time he speaks, he's lying, but yeah, in front
exactly.
of Congress.
Well, who's surprised because the agencies... That's their mission statement, intrigue and deception. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, but you're right on. But when you put all of it together, and I totally agree with Trevor Aronson, and the history is just right there. You drew it. Gladio and Northwoods and all this stuff, and that horrible stuff, the Boston bombing, what a joke that was.
Yeah.
It's all there, and we are being played like a Stradivarius, and then Operation Mockingbird, how they're playing the press the same way.
Absolutely.
It's
and,
really
you know,
something.
Since you touched on that, you know, and that's the reason why I said there are no real ones. Trevor Aronson says there are about six. Maybe Trevor Aronson needs to go over to Guillermo Jimenez's tracesofreality.com and read the article, The Sarnes and the CIA, Who is Graham Fuller? Maybe Trevor Aronson needs to get acquainted with who Graham Fuller is. But I digress.
Is that the uncle of somebody that ran the intelligence, the Gladio
exactly.
thing?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Uncle Ruslan. Uncle Ruslan Sarnes.
Yeah, and how about the guy that the friend of Sarnes that the FBI murdered in Florida? You remember that one?
Yeah, absolutely, yep. Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff that goes on in Florida, which is why I mentioned the Darul Uloom Mosque connection. I haven't heard anyone talk about the fact that it is a known FBI recruiting ground, which is why I read the Sun Sentinel article that I mentioned. South Florida resident who served time for terrorist bomb plot deported to Pakistan. And by the way, that's another interesting connection because Trevor Aronson said, you know, after September 11, the FBI had the edict, never again. And we all go, so there are two big takeaways that I kind of addressed, or two big little, you know, kind of misinformation pieces. As good as Trevor Aronson's TED Talk is, the two little pieces that I want to clarify are, like I said, there are zero, even the Boston bombing. I mean, the fact that these guys just happened to bomb at the same exact moment, at the same exact place, there was a drill being conducted, and they're related to a former CIA counterterrorism guy, and. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the other big one is the, you know, after 9/11, everything changed. Actually, that Sun Sentinel article proves this was all going on before 9/11. The FBI was still doing the same crap they're doing. They just have a whole lot bigger budget and architecture to do it with now.
Well, the Oklahoma bombing was what was
absolutely.
I mean, that's been
Timothy McVeigh, and that was a PATCON operation, is what it's called. James Corbett has done probably the best work comprehensively on that, I would say. Folks can go look up the Oklahoma City bombing. I guess we lost Peter. That's unfortunate. That was a good conversation. I appreciate your call, Peter. Absolutely. And, you know, there was the, speaking of the Wurlitzer Mockingbird, behold the mighty Wurlitzer. The book review. The Mighty Wurlitzer. Where is that article? I can't find that. Gosh, there's so much. I'll have to come back to that in a second. But real quick, I mean, Peter mentioned so many names, man. You know, McCabe, when it comes to McCabe, I think it's interesting that we really still haven't circled back around. You know, Chuck Grassley, if you really want to know what's going on, I honestly think you should just read Chuck Grassley's press releases or news releases, because he's quietly like asking the right questions all the time and not getting answers, strangely. How is it that the FBI and other agencies cannot answer Chuck Grassley? That is a head scratcher, I ask rhetorically. Anyway, one of the questions Chuck Grassley asked was, hey, Comey, how is it that McKay was able to work on the Clinton email investigation when McCabe and his wife, Dr. Jill McCabe, who had no history in politics at all, just happened to have dinner with Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who asked Dr. Jill McCabe, again with no political background, if she wanted to run for, what was it, a state Senate seat, I want to say. And she's like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And McCabe was there, obviously. And by the way, Terry McAuliffe was also under investigation for campaign finance misdeeds, possible misdeeds at the time, which is also interesting, having McCabe there, Andrew McCabe, that is. And so Dr. Jill says, sure, why not run for office? No political experience. So Terry McAuliffe helps to steer, you know, around $500,000 her way, which is in a, you know, folks like Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity's right when he says that's an astronomically excessive amount for a state seat run. And what happened to all that money? You know, so that just kind of magically went away. There is all kinds of criminality. There are a number of other folks. The only other person I'm going to mention real fast, I want to talk about Gina Haspel, because that, you know, and Jose Rodriguez, that's something that's missed on most people. We'll touch on that real quick, and we'll go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back. Around the clouds, what goes up?
must come down.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive.
Welcome back. Holy cow. So much to cover. Opening, diving down so many rabbit holes. I want to touch on this real quick. And maybe I should wait for this, but I'm going to say this first. You know, Peter mentioned Mockingbird. I always think of the book, The Mighty Wurlitzer. And, you know, the New York Times review by Nathan Glazer 10 years ago, which mentions Mighty Wurlitzer was the metaphor. Frank Wisner, it opens with these words, you know, second sentence, Mighty Wurlitzer was the metaphor, Frank Wisner, the first chief of political warfare. Political warfare? Directed at whom? Oh, we'll get to that in a second. Mighty Wurlitzer was the metaphor Frank Wisner, the first chief of political warfare for the Central Intelligence Agency, used to describe the CIA's array, quote, array of front organizations, end quote. Hey, you know, incidentally, has anyone looked into NQTEL lately? I mean, you know, the Gilman Louis connections and all of the curiosities that link it to Facebook and Google and, you know, all of these other social media platforms and the curious rise of Facebook just kind of out of nowhere in 2004, the same time that the intelligence community decided to ramp up this initiative called OSINT, the Open Source Intelligence Initiative. Funny, that coincidence. And the coup of Facebook, of course, is that they get you to use your real identity. They forbid you from using any kind of, you know, fake profile. Interesting that. I'm sure the intelligence community would never be interested in that. Anyway, so from the Mighty Wurlitzer and Frank Wisner, I don't know, a couple of interesting excerpts briefly from the book, The Mighty Wurlitzer, by Mark Zeppenzauer. The CIA has published literally hundreds of books that spread its party line on the Cold War. That's old history, though. Who cares? The CIA also owns dozens of newspapers and magazines the world over. What? Hold on a second. But we have the, you know, going back to the end of World War II, we have the Smith-Mundt Act that prevents the CIA from propagandizing, well, the American people at least. Oh, wait. No, there were the Church Committee hearings that proved, you know, remember when Director Colby admitted, yeah, you know, we have credentialed journalists on staff at places like Washington Post, New York Times, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, we had George H.W. come along in the mid-70s after that and say, we will never use credentialed journalists again at the CIA. So that just meant that the ticks burrowed deeper. And that's where you get all of these anonymous sources say, you know, spoken on us can't, you know, not allowed to speak public. That's where all that crap came from. So, last quote. In 1977, famed Watergate journalist Carl Bernstein revealed that over 400 U.S. journalists had been employed by the CIA. But I'm glad that doesn't happen anymore. You know, it, you know, they're not employed anymore. Now there's a lot of other fronts and stuff. And by the way, these are the guys that recruited Osama bin Laden. Remember Robin Wright's article back in 1998, the LA Times article that Gary Webb referred to in his 1998 interview on C-SPAN's Washington Journal when he mentioned Jonathan Quitney's book, Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World. And they were talking about, actually, it was the host, I think, that mentioned Robin Wright's article, if memory serves. And you can find that clip on C-SPAN and YouTube and places. Gary Webb, you know, the messenger that got killed the messenger, and they killed him, and then they made a movie about it. CIA drug trafficking, gun running, and stuff like that. They talked about Osama bin Laden in the article. And the fact is, the CIA recruited him from King Abdul – what's the name of the – it's like the Arab world's London School of Economics kind of thing. That's where Osama bin Laden came from, the son of a Saudi billionaire who was actually a Yemeni. What was he doing in Saudi Arabia? Which is an interesting story. Go again, see James Corbett for more on that sordid history if you're not familiar. So the CIA runs the media, essentially. Unfortunately, William F. Skull and Bones Buckley was on the payroll, but I digress. Anyway, again, for those who don't know, even sanitized, whitewashed Wikipedia has a CIA influence on public opinion. Wikipedia entry, which you might find interesting. Again, these are just facts of history. I'm tired of getting gaslighted on this stuff. The CIA should be abolished. The FBI should be abolished. We should go back and undo the National Security Act and get rid of all of the apparatus that it created. And the Administrative Act that the 1946 Administrative Procedure Act created.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. So quickly, and then to the phones. Richard Sakwa put it very kindly in his book, Frontline Ukraine, referring to NATO. NATO exists to manage the threats created by its existence. So the point that I was making, the repeal of things like the National Security Act or the Administrative Procedure Act, is you get rid of all of these things. Get rid of UN, NATO, administrative agencies, think tanks, NGOs, NPOs. You know, you get rid of all of these problems. They all, to borrow from Richard Sakwa, they all exist to manage the threats created by their existence. Meanwhile, the mainstream bought-off press gaslights us to death on the facts and reality. And this is, these are the facts. This is reality. You know, Gary Allen put it very well in his 1976 book, The Rockefeller File, Chapter 4, Profit Times Philanthropy Equals Power. That's why Oily John D., you know, started his philanthropic endeavors. Russia, even George Soros' native Hungary, has gotten smart and said, hey, we need to kick these NGOs and NPOs out. They are the Alinskyite disruptors. They create all of these groups that are insurgency groups. They are basically the front lines of color revolutions. America, wake up. It's the Russian joke, you know. Why are there no color revolutions in America? Because there's no U.S. embassy. So Ralph McGahey's quote, I think his operative quote, and then we'll go to the phones. Ralph McGahey, 25-year career CIA veteran. Career Intelligence Medal recipient. In his 1983 book, Deadly Deceits, he wrote, and again, this is a guy been there, done that. He wrote, the CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. In that capacity, it overthrows or supports foreign governments while reporting intelligence, quote unquote. It's called stovepiping, boys and girls. That's what it really is. Justifying those activities. And when you talk about the foreign policy advisors, by the way, you probably should read Philip Drew Administrator by the not Colonel Edward Mandel House, Hughes. Continuing, McGahey wrote, it shapes its intelligence even in such critical areas as Soviet nuclear weapon capability to support presidential policy. But again, foreign policy advisor, so it's not the president. Disinformation is a large part of its, the CIA's, covert action responsibility. And listen, punchline, the American people are the primary target audience of its lies. Ralph McGahey, Deadly Deceits. We've all read it, right? Let's go back to the phones real quick. And where are we? I don't even know. Okay. Joe in California, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
Thanks for calling.
I was wanting to say a couple of things. Hopefully they don't lead to dialogue that prevents to keep talking about other things. But hopefully you'll be sitting in the chair on this program more often since it's so informative. I know that you can't get everything done in one program, and it's taken so long to get on the phone, I can't remember what I wanted to say.
I apologize for that.
Some of the things I wanted to say are, I don't know if, as the other independent medias collapse because of their own doing, maybe other people from those independent news agencies could make their way over to RBN and fill in additional slots. You know, the things that I noticed, you have so much information in it, and it basically boils down to the same thing, you know, the Hegelian dialectic. The group in power needs to tell a lie so it confuses the public so that it keeps them in power.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say that I believe the FBI and the other government employee agencies are those tools for those covert people. You know, I know that the Skull and Bones was the Russell Trust opium business in Afghanistan, and why we're funding the protection of somebody's private Wall Street value is the lie that the government constantly tells us here that we're spreading democracy. And we're not even a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. And the constitution that the people go in power and they swear to oath to uphold, and then the following day they're trying to do the exact opposite. And then the word infringe is right there in the constitution that says that no matter what excuse is used, those are all infringements. You can't take the taxpayers' ability to defend themselves away from the taxpayer in any way. You know, when you look up the definition of infringement, it's pretty clear, you know. And regardless of whether they're using taxpayer-funded public schools as the arm to try to do it. You know, like, let's say we're going to have a walkout, and then one individual stands up with a sign and says the exact opposite, and then that person gets life in the electric chair for speaking up. It's a double standard.
Yeah.
But it's there to make sure that the taxpayer's voice is silenced. And I see that many of the people that run our government now never served in the military. You know, these people like Ron Paul or the caller that you hear that calls in Pete in L.A., he's very knowledgeable because he stood in the boots in the tough areas. And today's leaders, you know, they're usually the children of somebody. Like, you could just see how bad it could be if Chelsea Clinton was running this nation, or Oprah Winfrey, or some other useful idiot, the arm of the people who want to maintain power. But I think, like all Ponzi schemes, eventually the bottom falls out of it, and there's the cleanup phase. You know, I don't know if this is a good analogy, but, you know, when Atlantis collapsed, did everyone take their resume and head off to the next section of land and you know, here's what I did? You know, you have so much information, and the public is ready for it, but sometimes it can be confusing. For example, if you are...
Yeah, and overwhelming, news, definitely.
Well, at your pace sometimes, what I'm trying to say is when you turn on the news at night, they don't say things like, "I don't know, bump stock's going to," you know what I mean? They don't interject that inflection. They're very precise. They pace. They have a certain cadence. And that way, the useful idiot takes it all in, and they think that it's factual. I know that you see the sarcastic angle of it because you see through all their lies. So you add like a Mater type inflection to it. But, you know, all these people are, you know, it gets to the point where the taxpayer is being used to fund all of this charade. So and the public is eventually waking up. I know that
it is
George
theater,
Soros,
as Trevor Aronson said. Yep, absolutely.
But Soros said, he named it the shadow party, but he said the government employee labor unions are his shadow party. Mm-hmm. And it's to the point where I think that, you know, people should stop direct deposit. People should take their money out of the banks except for what's needed to keep accounts open. And you see the small things, like everyone's trying to, they're not taking coins anymore, but I think intrinsically a coin is worth more than a piece of paper Federal Reserve note.
No doubt about it.
And even if you had to melt the coins down into some sort of metal to make it into a pipe or a tube or whatever, it's more valuable than wheelbarrows full of worthless paper.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
And
It's worse than worthless because there's so much debt associated with each one of those pieces of paper. Like you said, as far as intrinsic value is concerned, the stuff that you pull out of your Monopoly game is intrinsically worth more because there's no debt associated with that.
Well, when you look into it and you see that
so to speak,
in 1933, Roosevelt declared bankrupt the U.S., and then they signed everyone a Social Security number, and they were pledged as collateral to the Federal Reserve. Through the bankruptcy, and we're still in the United States bankruptcy to this day. And who stays in bankruptcy for 50 years? You know, it's ludicrous, but how do you wake up the regular Joe on the streets if you don't have that older senior person that's lived it tell you the reality? And you see today, like, the 17-year-old illegal has just been elected to the California Board of Commissions. And that's in a simplified way, it's called span of control. And when the span of control is exceeded, the president can't monitor everything. The Constitution was put in place to constantly maintain a span of control. When span of control is exceeded, it becomes mob rules. So to speak.
Right. And one of the and oligarchy and monopoly and all that kind of stuff. And one of the points that I focused on for quite a while on my broadcast, the Road Warrior radio broadcast, and you know, speaking of the inflection and stuff, this is a little different time slot. The National Intel Report is different.
Well,
and
please
John
don't take offense to it. Don't
no,
take
no,
offense
not
to
at all.
It. Your message is excellent. And the other thing I wanted to ask is, do you have an email address where someone could contact you, since you have so much information? And if somebody has something that comes to their mind, can they
get that
on your
website? The board op.
Okay, you do have
it. Bordock can get that. That's probably the easiest way to do that. Hopefully he can do that. But I don't take offense to it at all. I'm just explaining, and the explanation, like John Stabmiller has joked on my broadcast, or usually I sound like paint drying. He jokes, and it's funny because it's kind of true. But in this case, this is, and even on when I guest host this broadcast, it's usually it's a little more. It's tamed, but I'm frustrated today, as I'm sure you and all of us are.
Well,
I mean, that's an understatement.
You may consider it frustrating, but what it is I think people consider frustration as another label for, I have this much truth I want to get out, and it's coming out so quick it appears to come out under pressure. And
No, listen.
It's just fact.
Listen, what I'm saying is I'm frustrated. I'm sick and tired of being gaslighted. I'm sick and tired of watching the false narrative. I'm sick and tired of watching, you know, one of the quotes. I did a series this week on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast, four parts titled The Murderous Proxy, U.S. Power Elite, NME/MIC/IIC/MSS Death Cult, a.k.a. Masonic Brotherhood of Death. Folks can listen to that in the archives if they want, but I open with Ezra Pound's quote, "The technique of infamy is to invent two or more lies," I add the "or more," but two lies, "and to get people arguing heatedly over which one of them is true." And I am sick and tired of that. I'm sick and tired of the gaslighting and the false narratives and the false flags and stage terror and synthetic war, lies and all of it. I'm sick of watching war criminals and folks who've committed crimes against humanity, like Gina Haspel, who is glad to brag about it, Jose Rodriguez. If, as I said on my broadcast earlier this week, if those two people were held to Geneva Convention standards and Nuremberg trial standards, they would be found guilty and hanged. And yet Gina Haspel is being promoted. She's getting a job promotion. Folks, that's Nazi Germany. It's worse than Nazi Germany. I'm sick and tired of watching the gradual erosion of all things in this society, in this country that I love, and the people that I love. And there are two separate classes of people. There are the devil, Bill Avery Rockefellers, and then there are the rest of us. They're the people that play tricks on people. It's not the Antifas or the Black Lives Matter or the fake left or the fake right or the, you know, all these groups they've balkanized to fight against each other. It's not us. It's them creating these groups, these, you know, all of these false conflict between people, balkanizing people, not dividing. The word is balkanize. And those who don't know, go research that term. It is the operative term. I'm frustrated with all of that, as I'm sure everyone else is. I've tried to speak to that today, that frustration. And hopefully, not only have I given voice to everyone's frustration, including my own, but reinvigorated everyone's resolve to know that, yeah, we're not all crazy when we're being gaslighted to death, because that's what it'll do, make you think, well, maybe the facts aren't the facts. So hopefully I've spoken to that, reinvigorated folks' resolve, and further informed people's discretion to go out and fight the good intellectual fight some more. You're not crazy and you're not alone.
Right. What I was trying to say was things like the Geneva Convention or the United Nations, those are all violations of the Constitutional Republic.
Absolutely.
In and of itself.
Absolutely.
Tax-exempt loopholes. When you read about the United Nations, you find
that
it's actually its own country. It has its own
currency,
its own government, and it sits within the borders of the U.S. And who owned it? The Rockefellers.
Exactly. And I'm just saying, in addition to that, you're absolutely right. And by their own standards, they're breaking the rules. And
but
folks can go
back
to
the Constitution itself, it already pre-stops all that stuff from beginning.
Absolutely.
The stuff is already void
absolutely
to start with.
And what did Jefferson write in his draft of the Kentucky Resolutions? Exactly that. Bind them down. Who are we going to bind down? The citizen? No. Those whom we are obliged to trust with power. Bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. And he said it has
worked so hard.
Were they wise in fixing its limits? Yeah.
Oh, they were incredibly wise. They came together as we the people. They wrote this stuff down so that in the future, the same stuff that they faced back in the old days without the communication we have today, and they still came together and created a document that it's still...
It's miraculous.
The words we should live, yes. And it's so
miraculous.
Amazing. And I think that if we got back to it, that's the solution.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
And no blood need be shed. It's clearly stated that once somebody realizes the usurpations and blah, 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 that people can come together without bloodshed and remove those people who took
Which
over.
Which is why I say the intellectual fight, fighting the good intellectual fight, because that is the battlefield at this point. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Joe, I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning.
Welcome back.
The sun didn't shine. I picked
Final segment of the National Intel Report. It's been my pleasure to guest host this Friday. Oh, hopefully it's all, you know, helpful. Anyway, to Joe's point, he's absolutely right. And I was just saying, by their own organizations and rules, they're breaking the rules. Imagine that. The devil bills are breaking the rules. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Murr in Wisconsin, I guess, is where we're at.
Yeah. Aaron Gobrock. Thank you for doing double duty and so energetically. I just wanted to give a heads up. Sunday is a false flag planned for Dallas Majestic Theater, 1925 Elm Street. And a solar storm is also scheduled. So that
Thank
might
you
put
for
the
that.
Electronics.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to know all that, right? I got a bunch of other stuff, but we'll hit it during your week.
Hey, thank you, Murr. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you mentioned, the Majestic.
Mm.
Gosh, stay away, folks. Anyway, thank you, Murr. I appreciate it. I look forward to, what's to come next week. That's great. I'm not sure where we're at. Let's go back to the phones. Is it Fred? Okay, Fred in Michigan. Thanks for calling. Welcome. Hey, Fred.
Hey there, man. Great broadcast. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Hope you can replicate more often. Chris, relative to Joe, I'd like to empower the audience to combat legalized fraud, extortion, racketeering at the grassroots local level via the property tax fraud. You see, there is no statutory mandate to record one's private land deed. And what they fail to tell everyone, especially the Bar Esquire attorneys who demand that it be recorded, is that it is covertly, that is the holder in due course, monetary, economic, fiduciary, priority, interest, rights in the private land are covertly transferred without informed consent, authorization, pursuant to full disclosure and good faith. They never provide full disclosure on this subject matter. And I think it's the Fifth Amendment, is it, Chris, where it says private property shall not be taken for public use, that's government use, without just compensation. Well, that's exactly what happens whenever anyone has ever recorded a private land deed. Private property is taken for public use without just compensation. And the presumption is everyone's doing it with full knowledge of the process, and they consider it a privilege, Chris, because down the road they think we're all going to be utilizing our private property for commercial enterprise purposes, and we need the expert Talmudic Jew Bar Esquire attorneys to direct all of that. It's a Talmudic Jew scam since 1666 with the Sestiquive Act, and there's even a guy...
It's a can of worms, and we're out of time. I appreciate it. I wish we had more time. I appreciate it, Fred. Folks, I appreciate the opportunity to sit in for Mr. Stabmiller. I would encourage you to read John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles over the weekend. If you have time, read it. I hope it was informative, and I hope I spoke to your frustration. Have a great weekend.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.